I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Tuesday, July 11. Coming up, Consumer Affairs Commission to begin annual textbook survey at the end of July. Cabinet to review accountability framework provision for zones of special operations bill. And Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation finalizing key management policy. The news in detail after the break.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
Now the news. Cabinet is to review the accountability framework provision for the Zones of Special Operations Act within a few weeks' time. This was among the outcomes of a meeting of the National Security Council on Sunday to review the provisions of the Law Reform Zones of Special Operation, Special Security and Community Development Measures Act. The meeting followed the passage of the legislation by both Houses of Parliament. Chairman of the Council, Prime Minister Andrew Holness, says the security forces should ensure that members who will be deployed to the special zones aim to dismantle gangs and create safe spaces within communities. Members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force and Jamaica Defence Force will be expected to liaise with social services agencies while maintaining public order and safety to facilitate the necessary needs assessment and relief operations. Parallel strategies discussed at the meeting included measures to reduce the number of illegal firearms and target violence producers. Additionally, the government is to roll out a national CCTV camera system at major traffic intersections and other strategic public areas. The system will include motor vehicle license recognition software as recommended in the national security policy. The Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation will be collaborating with relevant stakeholders to review Jamaica's key management policy. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry Audrey Sewell says the policy will guide the management of the island's keys, particularly those deemed ecologically sensitive. Mrs. Sewell says in an effort to conserve Jamaica's endemic and endangered plants, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, will be looking to utilize artificial propagation for the reintroduction of species into the wild. Additionally, public consultations will be held towards a draft action plan for coral reefs.
The integrity of Jamaica's biodiversity is critical for maintaining environmental, social, and economic well-being. We cannot allow the quest for social and economic development to lead to any further loss of biodiversity. And so while we work to protect the environment, we must also spread the message of preservation and protection across all levels of the society.
Mrs. Sewell was speaking at a Critical Ecosystem Partnership Fund stakeholders consultation in Kingston recently, where she represented Minister Without Portfolio with Responsibility for Climate Change and the Environment, Daryl Vaz. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says Spain is set to become the largest investor in Jamaica's tourism industry. This as discussions are far advanced with Spanish investors towards increasing the island's room stock.
Because already we have H10 on the cards for groundbreaking by October for 750 more rooms. And we have been talking to a number of other companies. I spoke to another that had an interest of bringing 1,000 rooms. And we feel that with the 7,000 now that Jamaica has, by 2020, we will be having 10,000 rooms investment straight from the great country of Spain.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at a press conference to welcome the inaugural flight of Evelop Airlines to Jamaica at the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay. Evelop will operate non-stop flights from Madrid to Montego Bay until the end of October. And the Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, will this year survey 133 textbooks from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information's approved 2017-2018 supplementary list for students. The books are used at the infant and primary levels, grades 7 to 9, as well as the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate, CSEC, and the Caribbean Advanced Proficiency Examination, CAPE levels. CAC Chairman Kent Gammon says the annual textbook survey, conducted in partnership with the Ministry of Education, will be undertaken during the final week of July.
We are hoping to have the results of that textbook survey by the second week in August, which will give us time to make the right informed decisions before we make, you know, purchases.
Parents are being encouraged to use the CAC's price inquiry tool at cac.gov.jm to inform their shopping decisions. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.